Thank you very much. Well, so my name is Liz. I am, as Kate has already said, I work for Sparkfish that you might have heard of, but I'm also part of the congregation here. So it's still Easter, and it's the second Sunday of Easter, and already I have a confession. There is no chocolate left in my house. Has anyone got chocolate left in their house? Seriously, I don't know how you do that. It has been woofed in my house. I have a husband and three grown-up children who I'd like to blame. But the honest truth is, I have eaten my fair share. I have pigged out on chocolate, and it was a delight. So I don't know quite how I'm going to manage now. I've probably got to wait till Christmas. Do I have to wait till Christmas for more chocolate? I don't know. But the good news is that it is spring. It was felt very much like spring yesterday. I think it still feels like spring today. And I've got some pictures, I hope. Jeff, with his amazing ability, is going to bring me up some pictures, yay, of some spring things. Look at those. Aren't they the cutest thing? Who's seen lambs like that at the farm? I bet some of you kids have seen little lambs like that at the farm. And where I live out near Lye, sometimes we see them in the field like that. They're so cute. I wonder what they're thinking as they gambol along like that. Do you think the two on the right are laughing about something and the one on the left is trying to join in? I don't know. They're lovely, aren't they? What's the next one? Let's have a look at the next picture. Oh, now who knows what that is? Jess, what's that? It is a hare. I thought you might say a rabbit, but it's actually a hare. Has anyone actually seen a hare in real life? Wow, I'm amazed. Again, you amaze me, you amazing people. I've never seen a hare. I think they're quite rare. But again, really looks like she's having a lovely time. What about the next one? Who knows what this is? Shout out to me. It is a dog. Guess whose dog it is? It's my dog. This is my dog. I would like to say that's an amazing piece of photography on my iPhone. I just happened to snap him. And I think there's another picture of him. This was my dog at the Easter egg hunt in my garden last week, where my middle son, who's 19, said, "I think we're too old for an Easter egg hunt," and then got all of the eggs in his basket before his older brother and younger sister got much of a chance. They did share. And my dog is called Bob, which adds to the amusement. And here he is pretending, I think, to be the Easter bunny. I think he's rather sweet. So what do we think that these three pictures have got in common? We've got bouncing lambs and a hare skipping along and then Bob pretending to be the Easter bunny. I think they're all full of joy. Do you think? They look to me like they're all full of joy. And I wonder when was the last time that you or I were prepared to skip along like that and perhaps be a little foolish and show how full of joy we are. We've been thinking at St. Mary's over the last few weeks about our identity. That is, who we are as people that say we believe in God. What does that look like? What does that mean? And today, we're thinking about our identity as people of joy. And we've just got a very short reading that I'm going to read to you. It's from Psalm 66. It's going to come up on the screen, I think. It's verses 1 to 5 and then 8 to 9, and it goes like this. Shout for joy, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. Please note the word awesome is used twice in that passage. It's an overused word out in the real world, but here I think it really belongs. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. So shout for joy, all the earth. I wonder when we feel like we want to shout for joy. I think that today is a really, really joyous occasion as we have seen Chloe and Annabelle and Primrose baptized. I'm sure their family and friends and the godparents are going to go and have a shindig somewhere. There might be chocolate if there is. I'm coming around the back door. What a joyous occasion. And at St. Mary's, those of us who are regular members of the church, we want to share in your joy today. It's so lovely to have you here. And it's really exciting to think about Chloe and Annabelle and Primrose starting on their journey of faith with Jesus. But what exactly is joy? Now, luckily, I have a prop. The good people at Cadbury's, you can see my main theme of today is chocolate. The good people at Cadbury's have helped me think about what joy is. Obviously, I need to say that there are other chocolate yogurt-style desserts available, but Cadbury's have got these ones, and bless them for it. They have got pots of joy. Wait for it. Bubbles of joy. And as if that wasn't enough, and as if it were possible, layers of joy. I mean, you couldn't make it up. Isn't it kind of them to know that I was doing this talk this morning and to bring these things out for me? So just talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to see what they're like. Now, obviously, I'd like to share. There are a couple of reasons why I can't. Three reasons, really. The first reason is, not enough to go around. I'm very sickly. The second reason is, I'm sure you've all got allergies. The third reason is I'm greedy. I can't remember the last reason. Oh, yeah, the last reason is there's no chocolate in my house, and you've already said you've still got chocolate left, so bad luck. Anyway, very, very sickly. Delicious, but sickly. I'll let Kate try a layer of joy.
Excellent.
If you haven't got an allergy, you could come and see me afterwards, but I've only got two spoons, and they've now both been licked, so speak to your parents. Or your children, if you are the parent. Okay, so I wonder whether that pot of joy, which was quite nice, tomorrow or next week or the week after that, is the memory of the flavour of that chocolate, is that what's really going to fill me with joy? Is it if I had a new car or a new bike or a new toy or a bigger house, is that what's really going to fill me with joy in the weeks and the months ahead? I'm not sure that it is. It might make me feel happy for a while, but the Bible tells us that our joy can be found in knowing Jesus. That joy comes when we have Jesus in our life, when we accept Jesus in our life. And I think that's amazing and better. It's hard for me to say, but better than chocolate and better than Cadbury's pots of joy. And it's because that joy is constant. It's not dependent on us. It's not dependent, actually, on how we feel and who we are and what we have and where we go and what we do. It's constant. Last Sunday, and it seems like a long time ago, but it was only last Sunday, we celebrated here and all over the world the amazing truth of the resurrection of Jesus. We remembered the joy of the disciples when they met with the resurrected Jesus. And Phil, if you were here, I'm sorry I couldn't do anything as amazing as he did last Sunday, he reminded us that that resurrected Jesus punches holes in the darkness, didn't he? And that Jesus pours his love and his light and his life and his hope and his joy into our lives. So I think that joy is much, much, much bigger than just happiness. And we can be people of joy because of that truth. And I know that sometimes that isn't easy. We've all got all kinds of stuff that's going on at school, at home, at work, in our retirements, wherever we are. And maybe next week we might struggle to think about being people of joy. And the resurrection of Jesus might seem a long, long way away. And you might feel like you're running on empty. So I'd like to give you a little something to look at to hopefully remind you about joy and how our joy can be found in the truth of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So, another prop. Now, I have to make a slight confession. We tried very hard to separate these balloons, but they don't want to come apart. But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's meant to be. Maybe we can think about this as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit never being separated, but living in perfect community together. That just came to me. I didn't even write that down. So, on these balloons, we have a J, an O, and a Y, which spells joy. But it can also stand for Jesus, others, yourself. I've actually got that written on a blackboard in my kitchen. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. And I wonder whether that might help us to think about the joy of the truth of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. J for Jesus. That if we can, no matter what's going on in our lives, remember that truth. Doesn't matter how we're feeling, it's still the truth. And if we can think about others, if we can pray for others, we can commit to pray, can't we, this week and in the weeks ahead, for those three little girls that have been baptized this morning. Wouldn't it be lovely if their families leave here today knowing that we have committed to pray for them under the O for others, and that Jesus would become very real in their lives, punching holes in the darkness and bringing his life and love and hope and joy. And why, if you can see the why on there, for yourself. Do you know what? You can pray for yourself. That's allowed. And you can ask God to fill you with his joy and his hope for the future. And if everything that I've been saying about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus means nothing to you today, and you'd like to find out some more, come and talk to us at the end of the service, because we'd love to talk about Jesus. It's kind of what we do here. So please don't leave here thinking, what is she on about? I'd like to know more. Come and ask one of us that comes to St. Mary's. We'd love to talk to you. So I'm going to just pray for us and give Kate the balloons. And if she floats up there, we'll pretend we haven't noticed. Okay, let's pray. If it helps to close your eyes, you can do that. You don't have to. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the truth of his life, death, and resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, that today you are still flooding our lives with hope and love and light and joy, and that all we need to do is say, yes, please, Jesus. Help us this week to put you at the center of our lives. Help us to pray for others, particularly for Chloe and Annabelle and Primrose and their godparents and their families and friends. And help us, Lord, to pray for ourselves and to ask you to be really real in our lives. And thank you for chocolate. Amen.